Now, I want to bring you to the activities. On the online version, there is one that says English video. You can study ahead of class by clicking on that link. That's good enough, so I just want to say that. And now we go to the curriculum page. So it gives you the whole curriculum, alright? But unfortunately, all this in Cantonese, so you may not be able to understand this thing. But for the Cantonese-speaking audience, you're welcome to go and click there, and you have to click your PowerPoint here, and then click on these numbers, which are MP3 files, so you listen to the audio file while clicking forward in the PowerPoint on your own. I want to show the timetable. Time schedule 2003, which is missed. There we go. Time schedule. This timetable will be updated constantly. Alright, so example, today, this is what we're doing. Jenny has done holistic health, but I have injected some mindfulness meditation. So this will have to be edited to add mindfulness meditation before that, and then the rest of it. Okay? This will be constantly upgraded. So I advise you to check our website and check this constantly in case there are any changes in both the lecture date and the lecture content. Good. So we can minimize that. So I'll just leave you to do the web browsing on your own for the new students. Slide number 4, please. Alright. We'll look at the flyer. We have seen the website. And I've asked you to constantly look at our timetable. You can prepare for class ahead of time, like what Dr. Chen did when he attended this class last year. He prepared ahead of time by looking at the video that I just showed you where to get. And so that when he comes to class, he's come to class prepared and have all sorts of questions participating. That's why he's such a brilliant graduate. And this year, he's one of our instructors, and he's been delivering most of the lecture, in fact. So that is such a relief for me. And I hope all of you will be delivering lectures next year when you graduate. Okay. Now, Made in Canada Buddhism. Okay, at this point, let's go back to our website, AWE Activity. So under event in the bottom here, last year we had a Unity Vasic. I gave a speech, and you can click on your YouTube to find out what is Made in Canada Buddhism. You might find that inspiring. I'll just leave it like this, but please read this. I mean, view this on your own. It's on YouTube. It's not very long, promise. Okay, less than 10 minutes. And the transcript. So if you click here, that's the transcript. And if you click on the YouTube, that's the speech. So if you don't like my accent, you can click on the transcript. All right, great. Now let's go back to our PowerPoint. The 2013 syllabus. This is a virtual academy, so anybody around the world can benefit from it. So the website is actually the main learning center here, because we can't be everywhere. So thanks to this technology. So we have to go back to the website and look at the new page, 2013 syllabus, is it up? Excellent. Let's click on that. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's a blank page. Why? This is only the second class. We haven't posted nothing. How do we post things up there? What is the whole mechanism, the process of having a finished product to post on here? Okay? We will explain that in a moment. Okay? So, I need each and every one of you, especially the 2013 new classmates, to really contribute your effort in terms of benefiting all the sentient beings. Alright? Otherwise, this will remain blank. Alright? So, This is the highlight of Mahayana Buddhism. That is what we are propagating here. Mahayana is you do everything for others. You're not doing anything for ourselves. Today we're sitting here, we're learning, but we're not learning for ourselves. We are learning how to benefit other people. So if I have a class and we all go home happy and gain a lot of knowledge, that is not Mahayana Buddhism. Mahayana Buddhism is, okay, how do I dissipate this knowledge out there to as wide as possible an audience in order to benefit other people? How much I've learned myself, I don't care. Now that is Mahayana Buddhism. And that is how we liberate ourselves through that. Now, it's not an easy concept, but this is only the second class. But right off in the beginning, I want to point this out. This is the main difference between what real Mahayana Buddhism is. Okay. A lot of traditions are on the self-liberation. We don't teach that. We move from those traditions. Okay, so remember now, 2013 syllabus is a blank page. Good. We'll go back to our presentation, please. Alright. It's a blank page because this Buddhism isn't made in Canada Buddhism. It's being made right now, this minute, this second, as we speak. Alright. The Canadian Buddhism is born right now. In our hands. We are the midwives for this made in Canada Buddhism. We are here to witness this birth. It is our brainchild, right? So I would encourage you to contribute and participate, to fill in that blank page. Now how do we fill in that blank page? The final product, and I'd like to give you a little demo, it will be like this. If you click on this, please. This is what the final product will look like. So the point being, okay, there should be a sound, there should be a vocal. So as people are reading the PowerPoint, it's advancing on its own. And the timed advancing of the slide is synchronized with the amount of time on your MP3 files. Now this will be in Cantonese, so I apologize, but this is what the final product should look like. So you'll hear my voice, and you'll hear the PowerPoint. Oh, we can minimize it. So that's the final product, okay? So we have a PowerPoint, we have a voice, and then, you know, as it jumps to the next line, it is synchronized with the speech, alright? It's not that big a deal. We can minimize this, close this now, please, and go back to this presentation. Alright, so what we want to do is have that kind of a demo product to fill up our 2013 syllabus. What that means is we need to edit the audio files because I stutter, you know, or I may take too long of pauses. When it's too long a pause, the pause needs to be chopped. And if I stutter, so please cut out the two stuttering. So it's just I stutter, and then it continues. So it's that kind of cosmetic editing of my audio file. That's all. Let us go back to slide number 4. If you would like to participate in the Mahayana training, which is to benefit all beings by filling up the blank page of the 2010 syllabus, and also let our classmate can go back on the website and review any segment of the lectures on their own time or prepare for your exam and stuff, please participate in this Made in Canada Buddhism. Alright. So I would advise, because the newcomers, they haven't listened to the lecture last week, you do the editing for the lecture last week. So newcomers 2 January 26, MP3s. Right? And then those of you who were already here last week, if you'd like to participate, you can do the MP3 for this class. Right? So next slide, please. Now, this is a little requirement. How do we graduate and promote to second year? There's two kinds of graduate. One is you've been here, you've attended this whole year curriculum, but you have no intention of moving to the next second year curriculum. And that's fine, and we will award you with a certificate of attendance. Right? But you need a certificate of excellence in order to be promoted to the second year. And how to qualify promotion to the second year? Well, first of all, attendance must be above 90% in 36 sessions. Right? So if you're absent twice, you will get a reminder. If you're absent three times, you'll get a friendly warning. And four times, final warning. Now, if you're sick, give me a doctor's certificate. No, just kidding. Just kidding. All right. So, but because this is a very packed and rich curriculum, attendance is very important. And because one thing is built upon the other. All right. So the holistic talk that she was talking about is built upon my relaxation and so on, and the triple bottom line and so on and so on. So when you miss something, if there's a gap in between, you will be finding it very difficult to progress. Then we have two midterms and one final. The passing grade for the course is 50%. Each of the exam is 20% course weight. So that accounts for 60%, right? Three tests, 20% course weight is 60%. The other 40% is like this. The book report is 15%. And class quiz participation, you'll get brownie points. And that's 25%. Right? So please participate during class. And today, Leo and Jonathan has just got themselves 1 mark each for their excellent participation of Heaven on Earth 1 and the other one about what holistic Buddhism is. Okay? Janet, she did not say much. So talk more. Right? You're free, but this gives you brownie points. That's important for passing the course. Right? This is class participation and quiz. Okay, and there will be a quiz a little later on. Do we have enough pens and paper for the quiz? Pens and paper later on. Okay, we'll pass it out after. So this adds up to 100%. But if we fall short of this and you really want to promote your second year, what do you do? Well, this 25% of bonus point by doing volunteer work, a minimum of 2 hours per week. Right? So a person like Dr. Hui, who's volunteering 2,200 hours a week here doing voluntary work, and then you're there as well, they automatically start the class with a 25% baseline bonus point, right? So volunteering, giving ourselves is very important. But I need you to be honest with me. What you're volunteering, where is the volunteering, have some realistic documentation. Not just that, I throw the garbage for my mom this week. Alright? So that's the expectation. It just means we are very serious about, very responsible in our spiritual pursuit. Okay? We spend a lot of time on the many, many courses we take, but we're never really serious and take this as a formal academic approach. So next, please. Okay. So, at the end of this little highlight, I hope that you'll be able to answer these questions. Why study an AWE? For those students who were here last time and have surfed the web, you should be able to understand all the when, where, why, who, how, what, and the flyer. And if you still don't, shame on you. No, just kidding. But the new student today, you haven't had a chance to go through the vision, mission, those things. You may not be able to answer that question until you visited our website, okay? Now, and how to study ahead or refresh your lesson. How to study ahead, I've shown you. But how to refresh your lesson, you have to contribute to fill in that blank page, the 2013 syllabus. If that page remains blank, then you cannot have any review of the lessons we're teaching here. All right. And how to be part of this evolution or revolution of Made in Canada Buddhism, you have to read my transcript and see my things there before you be motivated and inspired to partake on this course with me, perhaps. So we'll just leave that. All right? So any questions? If not, we'll take a 5-minute break because time is really running short.